Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Moore back on the show. Steve is a longtime, almost 17-year member of our Brain Trust, former chief economist, is a chief economist and one of the great economists of our time. He's a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's the author, co-author, I should say, of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity, How Higher Taxes Will Doom the Economy If We Let It Happen. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jeb. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good to have you back. Steve, I am so sick. As you know, I do predictions at the beginning of every year.
Yeah.
And I've tried so hard for the last 7 years to offer some kind of optimism for small business owners. And this economy has just really gotten me beaten down. The way any business policies are coming out of Washington, and the fact that we've gone 7 years now without any kind of anything other than a moribund economy, what do you attribute this to? What are we going to do to turn it around?
Well, I sort of share your anxiety, and I'm even kind of angry, actually. I think that we've had a president who I think treats businesses like they're enemy combatants rather than the job creators of this country. And, you know, I think that too many times we've seen policies that have been oriented towards, you know, making businesses pay for everything. And I'll give you a good example. I mean, yesterday, the U.S. Congress passed a repeal bill of Obamacare. What we need to do is replace Obamacare with something that doesn't impose huge burdens on businesses, but does provide health care for people. I mean, you can do a universal health coverage system at a much lower cost than Obamacare. And I talk to small businessmen and women all the time, as you do. And they just say, look, I can't afford it. I can't afford the extra cost of these, you know, Cadillac healthcare plans that are required under law now by Obamacare. I mean, that's
what everybody has to understand is Obamacare was never about healthcare reform. It was only about control.
Yeah, of course it is. That's just everything that Washington does is about control. I mean, and, you know, another example, I talked to a lot of restaurant owners, you know, people who own Burger Kings and McDonald's and, you know, Wendy's and other franchises like that. They get killed by the minimum wage, you know. And if you raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour, that means instead of having maybe 25 employees, they only have 20 employees.
And look at the NLRB's attack on their franchise relationship with their employees.
You know,
I mean, what is that other than a full-on assault?
I could not agree more. I think that is one of the most dangerous. I just wrote a piece for Investors Business Daily about this, that, you know, one of our great models in America for small business creation is the franchise model.
That
allows the franchisee to be legally separate from the corporate headquarters, and that has led to the flourishing of, I'd say, Jim, millions of small businesses have been created.
There's no question about it.
And you're a guy who starts out working behind the counter at McDonald's, and in 10 years you can actually buy the store. You can, you know, become a small business owner. Why in the world would we want to get rid of that model? It's the unions that want to, you know, sue McDonald's every time somebody slips out of an
app. But these are all little rounds of weaponry, little rounds of ordnance that are being fired across the bow of small business owners, and taken in the aggregate, they really beat us down, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you take the NLRB rules, you take Obamacare, you take, some of these tax increases. You know, we raise taxes on investments. So one of the problems, when people ask me, why aren't we creating the kind of jobs we normally do? And it's because businesses aren't investing it normally at anywhere near
especially, especially big companies, Steve. That's another thing. These same rounds that are fired across our bow are being fired across the big companies, and they have other things they can do with their money to have, don't they?
Yeah, I'll give just one example. I mean, over Christmas break, I got together with a couple of people who lead major medical research companies that are literally finding cures that will save lives, you know, finding cures for heart disease and cancer mm-hmm. and multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's. And, you know, these are hundreds of millions of dollars a year of investment. Well, I asked them, you know, how's it going? They said, we can't get the capital investment in our businesses mm-hmm. now. And I said, well, why? And they said, because, you know, Obamacare has all these price controls, and yep. if you can't, when you're talking about a new drug that may cost $500 million to produce, if they can't make any profit on it, you know, nobody's going to go out and finance it. I mean,
people don't realize how much of an assault on the economic engine of America we've had in the last 7 years.
Well, it's an assault. When you assault rich people, you say, rich people are people that are born with silver spoon in their mouth. That's terrible.
Well, it's like somebody once said, no poor man ever gave me a job. Hold on to that thought.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. We come back, I'm going to get Steve to talk to us a little bit about a little politics, about what's going on with the election. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.